And one moniker that you live by, your network is your net worth. I think we are living the actualization of that bit right now.
Very true. I'm an advocate and a believer in your network
is your net worth. So don't forget, your network is your net worth. Hello guys, and this is my podcast. My name is Zach, and I'm here with my friend. We'd love to talk about a few things up and apart. So how are you, and welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, hey guys, let me introduce. This is my friend here, Zach. We go way back from high school. It's a long journey from high school campus. My partner up at Kiwanyeri, Mombasa. I was there for my graduation. First in the graduation, yake, he came to mine. All of a sudden, here we are in Nairobi, starting house together. So it's a nice initiative I may come now. Like through this kind of discussion, we can help the world and change the world in one way or the other. And motivate someone there when you know life is not moving. But through this podcast, we are promoting mental wellness. Stay tuned.
So welcome to the podcast. This is the very, very first episode in Tunawafanyia. And now that you've already mentioned about friendship, I don't know, what does friendship mean to you? How do you navigate the world of relationship? How do you start these relationships? How do you nurture them? How do you keep them going over a long time?
First and foremost, what I can say about friendship, is a mutual thing. Like do me and do you.
Okay.
That's the one aspect. And sometimes for any kind of friendship, you can be friends to anyone. Once you understand how somebody thinks, how somebody wants his or her ways, things to be done, then unaweza kana mtu yote easily. And friendship is not only about the bad times, it's also about the good times. Recently, kuna a documentary I watched, it was speaking, for example, today, when you have a good news, how many people can you call
and tell them, Nini, this and this has happened to me?
Yeah.
And interestingly, it's something that I came across also, and the person was saying, for the list of friends that you consider that you have, the people that you will tell your good news to actually are fewer. So if you have 5 friends, probability of telling this good news you'll tell about maybe one person or 2 people in your group.
And of course, to these people that you're telling them, they'll be happy
for you
and they'll really promote that thing that you're saying.
Yes.
So that's one definition of to me about friendship. Second definition about friendship, sometimes friendship is it's all about TNT, going through thick and thin. A person who is there at your lowest moment,
right,
in one or the other, like it just comes out automatically and naturally. And to me, friendship, it's long term, it's not short time.
Right.
I can be knowing you for like 1 week. 1 week is not, yes, sometimes it can be, but that I'll put it as situational friendship sometimes can lead up to something big. But with friendship, until you stay with someone for some time,
yes,
that's when you really understand, yeah, this one can be a good friend for me.
Yes.
When you notice you're related so
in so many ways.
Yeah.
And you're actually able to live together in harmony.
Exactly.
I think that's very very important.
Yeah.
And first of all, I would love to maybe to say thank you. You've really embraced this idea of our podcast, and you know, Nini, to me I'm happy because it's an idea I came up with on my own. And when I told you about it, when I told you about shooting a pilot with you, you are open and receptive, and I think that's what the world needs.
Yeah, of course. We live in a world where you don't have to fix your mind. You need to have an open mind. Anything that you think of, excuse me, say mapema and your best.
Mapema and your best. So,
start it and proceed. You'll get yourself to the top.
On the second week of January, in the second week of 2025, we have started. So, you said we are promoting mental wellness through this podcast. I'd love to understand, what does mental wellness mean to you? The issue of mental health, why is it important? And how can we as friends, or how can we as friends be able to do something about mental wellness? Like do something for another person so that you elevate their mind.
To me, according to my own understanding about mental wellness,
yes,
is the ability of a person to do what you love. In anything you do, you're happy with what you're doing.
Right.
and you're able to achieve your goals mm-hmm. without having some bottlenecks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, life is never smooth,
mm-hmm.
but you need to find ways on how to handle your situations when things are not going right.
Right.
Sometimes for this podcast, mm-hmm. when we say you're promoting mental wellness, today somebody might be taking drugs just mm-hmm. because of
As a coping mechanism.
As a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
But others, they take drugs for fun.
Right.
But ukijijua vizuri, to avoid such kind of depression.
Mm.
One way I learned, and I see it working for me, just by sharing out your problem to that one friend of yours, you call your friend, is one way of solving depression.
And I think we should be more receptive to having these conversations in person. No, okay, over the phone it's okay, but I think in person is a bit more, what can I say, you're able to actually understand the mood of a person, understand the mood of a person wholly.
Yeah, of course, you know, when it comes to face-to-face, I'm right. able to read your body language.
Right,
and
right.
everything flows.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's easier for you, for through face-to-face conversation, mm-hmm. and what can be shared, your expression and everything. So to the people out here, I'll really encourage, kama unaona kwa shida sana, ama unaona things are not working, just share out your story to someone.
I think what we can do now that we're already talking about it, maybe we can attach one number, which anybody mtu akiwa na nini na hiyo uzito, they can call the number, to chapiane mawili matatu. You never know, we just about making the world a better place.
Yeah, this is a free space, to people with open-minded. Anything that comes our way, we handle it as it comes.
So and with that point, I think mental wellness has many brackets. There are many contributing factors to somebody in the mtu aseme, okay, now I'm mentally fit. I don't know. How do you take care of yourself?
Very nice.
Mm.
For me to say I'm mentally fit, first and foremost, it goes down to what you eat,
mm-hmm.
how you exercise,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of friends you have, your right. social capital.
Social capital, yes.
If you can able to balance all this,
mm-hmm.
There's a movie I watched and I advise everyone to go and watch. It's mm-hmm. called Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, I know it.
I think you've watched
it. Very nice movie.
There's a lot you can watch. So mm-hmm. the bigger thing that I got out of that movie, in life, always have balance in everything.
Right.
So by mental health, try to have balance in what you eat,
mm-hmm.
how you relate with people,
mm-hmm.
and how you dress.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks a lot,
mm-hmm.
and always feel free to speak out your mind.
Very nice, and I love the fact that you've brought out the issue on exercising. It's very, I think it, number one, it relaxes the mind. You're able to see things clearly. You're even happier when you're exercising frequently.
Yeah.
Number two, you happen to be very good with kitchen stuff. You're actually a very good chef. And I must say, if there's somebody who I see and they really take care of themselves, I would say it's you. You have your bicycle, you do your 19 kilometers, 20 kilometers, 1 hour rides. And say that's really, really beautiful.
Thank you for that appreciation.
Yeah, and your social capital, it's been a minute since I have found somebody who is really proud of the people who I are in their lives, right? And with you, you're always speaking about it. If something small, like if anything small happens in relation to your friends, you're always very happy, very, very jovial. You embrace the idea. And I think that is something we should all celebrate in our lives and the lives of our friends.
Sure. To me, friendship, friends means a lot. Mm-hmm. In our way. Let me get a bit personal.
Okay.
In our way.
Right.
You know, let me give you a snippet of how my upbringing has been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in this kind of a family where you don't know your background,
right.
like your grandparents,
mm-hmm.
you're not really engaged with your cousins.
Right.
Like to me, for example, in the story you must hear that you don't end up cousins having a get together.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like I don't understand it.
Right.
So, and being brought up at the village in a way, so everyone who was close to me was like a family to
family
me.
To you.
So friends to me
are family. Very well.
Yeah. So right. I treat every friend of mine and person I call is a family.
We are family.
Exactly. And also just to add it up, sometimes
mm-hmm.
for you to note how friendship is big. There's somewhere I read. For someone to tell you that he's a friend, if you have known someone for more than 7 years, automatically that guy becomes family.
Which happens to be our case.
From high school, 2013. That's when we joined high school.
Right.
To Kamaliza, and it was happiness.
It has been happiness all through.
Yeah.
And I remember a time in high school where we were trying to organize events. At that age, we were still in our teens, I would say, and we were already trying to organize events for ourselves as friends, just to enjoy the company of each other. And those are the things that are coming to happen right now.
Yeah.
It's a long way down the line, but it's happening. The good thing is that it is happening.
Wow, you know one thing about that? It was like a manifestation of the future. So we are in the future right now.
We're living the future right now. So
the future is now.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy that we actually get to do this. It's really what can I say? It's I would say a dream come true.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and one moniker that you live by, your network is your net worth. I think we're living that realization of that bit right now.
Very true.
Mm.
I'm an advocate and a believer in of your network
is your network. So don't forget, your network is your network. We've talked about friendship, we've talked about a mental wellness, we've talked about various other things. What does integrity mean to you as a person?
According to me, integrity is the ability to do the right thing according to what your environment demands from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can term as integrity. Like, let not someone idea or someone mentioning something
right
influence the right thing that's supposed to be done.
Right. So being the right thing
at the right time
at the right place.
At the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And what the environment demands you to act.
I remember one of our Nini physics teacher, Mr. Sakali. Thank you, Mr. Sakali, for the good work that you did with us. And he used to say, the thing that you do in private is what defines you as a person.
Very true.
If behind closed doors you will do something that contradicts with what you say you are about or what you do or in the public eye, then it's time to check yourself.
Definitely.
Have integrity at all times.
Exactly. And you know, you can't run away from yourself.
Right.
However much you try to hide
mm-hmm.
the dark side of you, it will only portray itself when the right time comes.
Right.
So
right.
Always do good. Do something that... this is one thing I also believe in.
Mm-hmm.
In everything you do,
mm-hmm.
do it with kindness. Especially mm-hmm. if you're doing to another person.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I'm doing to you, let it be the same thing that I want to be done to you.
Mm.
And with that, we'll be promoting a harmonious living.
And this it's sort of a quotation, which is a reversal to what is known worldwide. In the world, in the Bible, they say, do unto your neighbors, you'd like to be done
unto
you.
Yeah.
So the one I came up with, for you to create a good environment with yourself,
mm-hmm.
I thought about it in the reverse manner.
Okay.
Do unto yourself as you'd have somebody do unto you.
Ah, perfect.
Perfect, right?
Perfect.
Perfect. So, I think that it hit me. I was just doing some things at my place, and I was like, oh, do unto yourself as you'd have somebody do unto
you.
And I was like, oh wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and through that we'll be promoting wellness to the world.
Right, because it all starts with you.
Exactly.
How good you are is the energy, it's the kind of it's what you'll be giving out to the world.
Exactly.
Everything that is inside you is what will be portrayed to the world. If you're happy on the inside, it's what is going to show in the world. If you're cooperative with yourself, that means discipline, then you're going to be cooperative with other people.
I can't add anything more from what
you're saying. And that's a good segue to the next, maybe what I'd love to know from you, and by connection also the audience would I know they would love to know from you, is what does sustainable development mean to you? That is number one. And how does it tie to your future goals?
Ah, very well. Sustainable development.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, we need to understand the term development.
Mm-hmm.
Development, it all entails about improvement and leveling up,
mm-hmm.
without forgetting the well-being of a person.
Right.
Or a community,
mm-hmm.
of a country. But
right.
For now, let us speak on the personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, sustainable development is the ability to, in whatever, anything that I'm doing today,
mm-hmm.
is able to be done in the future generation that comes.
Right.
And it's still benefiting someone else.
Mm.
And using the available resources without forgetting the
future generations. Yes.
So that's the a layman's definition of sustainable development, according to me.
Okay.
And when it comes to my future goals, I'll say I'm envisioning, first and foremost, I'm this kind of a person who I see success through
The people that you relate with on a day.
So when I see one friend of mine is leveling up in this angle, this one is leveling up, maybe has gotten a new job, has gotten a promotion in a job. So that's a way of development.
Right.
That means your circle is leveling up.
Yes.
And that's why I go back to my statement. Your network is your network.
Is a network, yeah.
So today, it might be, maybe I'm in a low point.
Mm.
I don't have this, I don't have that. But I can achieve it through my friends. A good example of your network is your network.
Mm.
To be honest, man, that day of happy country.
I think it was one of the highlights of the year. Crazy Kenna's show was one of the highlights of 2024.
Do you know what that thing did to me?
Mm-hmm.
You're just there, man. You're then all of a sudden, a call just comes. Hey, bro, niaje. Ona ye tiko.
Come through.
Bro, so just kufika tu hapo maze. Then it was a dream coming true in a way that most of these influencers, growing up, me nimekuwa on social media for the longest time. And I've been seeing these people. I've been listening to their podcast. I've been watching their journey, sharing out a lot. So it was really impressive, and seeing them in one podium,
one place at the same time.
And it was so mind blowing to me, and it was a happy moment for me, and it really elevated my dreams and everything about life when it comes to social media.
And just to add to that, I think it was just the right way to end the year. Just the right way to end the year, because that show was unique. It was entertaining. It was fun. You were just happy to be part of happy country.
Yeah, sure. So let me get you back. You asked me something about my future goals.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I'm envisioning a future where, first and foremost, I'm working on something. There's a brand that I'm trying to create.
Right.
A brand that will enable each and every friend of mine can come in and invest in whatever way he or she can.
Right.
And through that, the brand itself is the first immediate social capital.
Mm-hmm.
Any product you have, any product I have,
mm-hmm.
Any product from your network,
mm-hmm.
like the people you know that
mm-hmm.
I don't know,
mm-hmm.
through this brand can put us together,
right,
and have a common theme of getting maybe money out of it. Like, for example, by this I may say, for example, your business.
Right.
Yeah. One thing, I know you're very good with cars.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the language you understand the most.
Thank you, brother.
So, a person like me, I don't know so much about vehicles.
Right.
So, anytime I want a car, definitely, I'll come to you.
The first person you think about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll be like, yo, which is the best car? And of course, German machine.
Right. Yeah. You've already experienced it.
On point. Yeah, so I'm envisioning that kind of life in the future.
Right.
And I won't wait for so long. It's now.
Mm.
And you're working on it right now.
The best time, Nini, like, there's something you said. Mapema and your best.
Yeah, mapema and your best.
Nini, like, where I'm like, if you have something that you want to start it right now. Support will come along the way.
Exactly. People who are like-minded will conform to your idea and come in.
Right.
And one thing I'll say from the documentaries I've watched about most of these billionaires, ideas came out from crazy shit.
Right.
Like just somebody sits one day and say, I can do this, he starts. Within no time, experts and people with the same interest come in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how something booms.
And they're actually able to push him or her forward.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. A good scenario, I'll advise each and everyone to go and watch. Go watch how TikTok came to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok came out to happen like... the main goal was to promote businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But look at TikTok right now.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the most entertaining platforms in the world.
Exactly.
And with actually one of the highest... It has gotten a very receptive and ready market for
sure,
it.
Sure.
Because I think TikTok is the only platform where I've seen the old generation is enjoying it. The middle-aged generation is enjoying it. Our age are enjoying it. Even children are enjoying
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. To me also, I'll say, apart, of course, there's always the good part and the bad side of something.
Right.
So to me, TikTok, I see it as, it's like a mall.
Mm.
A mall is where you find everything there. You
right.
pick what suits you.
Oof.
Anything
that's a very nice way of looking at it.
Like, anything that suits you, pick it.
And the way that I've come to think about social media from my view, I'm thinking about it from a point of be a creator, give people content, like be a producer, make sure that you're giving people something to look out, to check out, because there are two sets of people on social media.
Yeah.
There are those who create and there are those who consume.
Yeah.
A big majority, call it about 80 to 90%, are consumers.
Very correct.
Higher, 10 to 20% only are the ones who are creating.
Yeah.
And I think with such an initiative like what we're doing with the podcast, we're already creating. We're giving the world something to check out.
Oh, of course, yeah. You know, for any business, there's always the supply part and the demand.
And the demand part.
The demand part.
Right.
So for me, to me, according to TikTok. TikTok is a platform also, it's a platform that over the years growing up, our parents really made that so much for us going to school to get
right.
that dream job.
Mm.
Either be a doctor,
right,
be a teacher,
mm.
be a pilot, all the big green jobs.
Right.
Mm. But in the end, growing up, if could have said that I'm a dancer,
you'd be shunned away.
You'll be shunned away from
right,
it.
Right,
and maybe you're
right.
good in it.
Right.
Maybe you're good in art.
Mm.
But you're wasting time.
Right.
What are you doing?
And,
but
and,
with TikTok,
mm-hmm.
TikTok is a platform that it appreciates talent.
Right.
And it appreciates creativity.
Right.
So you do
your uniqueness, the individuality
exactly.
that you bear is what people actually celebrate.
A good example of that is Kenya.
Mm.
Kenya today. Come up with something unique. People
mm-hmm.
will support you.
Right.
But there's this one thing that I said, Kenyans will support you, but kapale juu na wanze ku misuse that fame and influence,
mm-hmm.
they'll bring you down.
Right. Like, wanaweza kuinua na bado wanaweza kushukisha from all the way from the top, wanaweza kuweka to the worst. Kwa sababu, like, okay, let's say for example last year, there are people who had gotten their fame through maybe what they're advocating for.
Sure.
And when they got up there, they sort of started misusing it or abandoning their initial courses.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to these people niati uliona what all gonna say to unfollow mse, to unfollow mse, to unfollow mse, and it was really happening.
Yeah.
Because I think it ties down to authenticity. If you're standing up for a cause, then do it to the very end.
Exactly. Yeah, authenticity is one thing TikTok really appreciates.
Right.
And the world appreciates it too. For example, if I can ask you, you know, kitambo, me growing up, let me give you my experience.
Right.
Like, growing up, nilikuwa naona these influencers, especially musicians,
right.
they were big people to me.
True.
Influencers, they were big people to me.
Mm-hmm.
And... Nikona in their lifestyle, the way they live, everything. It was mind blowing. But I came to realize later growing up, sometimes ni kiki too. But kuna wale the authentic ones. For example, a good person influences me, I really relate to the content very much.
Right.
Flaco and Crazy Kena.
Ah,
I've seen them growing, bro.
and you were able to see them on one stage last year.
Exactly.
That was and beautiful. I know it was beautiful.
And one thing, Manzana, I regret today, in one way, but not in a bad way.
Mm.
I remember Nikio campus. Mm-hmm. For sure, I really love cooking.
Huh? Right. Mm-hmm.
And Kwezile Bash is our campus. Mm-hmm. Willingly, I'll just cook for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanza chapatis, that's
mm-hmm.
my favorite.
Like,
so, that time I remember my friend Arthur Kiwanaya Oko. He's another good friend of mine. So,
right.
Like, I never shy away because, yeah, they know it. Mm-hmm. It's a skill I love. And they do so. He was like, we need to do this thing. Even before cooking became a trendy thing on social media.
Right.
Even before Mr. Dan began the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know Mr. Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Ombachi.
Oh, Ombachi, yeah, yeah. When you say Ombachi,
I'm used to him. Like, onions, tomatoes, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Dan.
And I actually met Ombachi in Crazy Kenna's show just before you arrived. And I really wish Kaungefika mapema ningeita piana.
Of course. Mm. Sometimes when you say destiny allows you to meet people at the right time.
Right.
And one thing I believe about life, sometimes life gives you what you need.
Right.
Not what you want.
Not what you want. And I would say these are people that you're going to meet. Trust you. These are people that you're going to meet and interact with. And your life is only going to get better.
Inshallah, 2025 is the year.
Is the year, Nisawa.
Yeah.
So, I really love how the conversation is progressing. Everything is on point. Everything is on point, Kabisa.
Yeah.
And we've talked before about your time as a volunteer in Red Cross, and I know you are there for about what a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And
cumulatively, yeah.
Cumulatively, a year and a half. And I would love to know, what did you learn through that experience, through being at Red Cross? What did you learn? And in the line of leadership, in the line of actually working with people, in the line of volunteering, which I know is a unique thing, even for somebody, I don't know, I think our audience will tell us if they've ever, ever volunteered somewhere and actually volunteered for that long.
One thing, the regional, not the regional, what's the name? Idris.
Mm-hmm.
Idris is the head of Red Cross, like the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
That guy mentioned one thing, like volunteerism is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
You can never pay volunteerism because it's something that comes from the heart.
The abundance of the heart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to do good to the world and support.
Right.
You want to use your skill, mm-hmm. your energy, everything you can. To help someone out here or embrace a certain cause in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I remember volunteerism, it was immediately after campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then at that time my dad can hit a home in support with some construction somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed that for all fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
Within no time, that's my joke, I'm going to make some one up.
Okay, help.
It's just a couple for a long time. And that's where friendship comes in.
Mm.
So I said, let me go visit a friend of mine.
Mm.
I'm going to find attachment in Bungoma. So the guy welcomed me very well. And cook up for some time, I had nothing to do. I said, what can I do? I can't go back home.
Mm.
So to be honest, you know, my career field, I did development studies.
Right. Which is a field you're doing a master's on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After,
so maybe you'll tell us
later. Yeah, okay. So like being there, when my Lisa, I own a job, then we can looking around all NGOs around every place I could go just to volunteer.
Mm.
I didn't get a chance. Then one day, Kaka, by the way. There's Red Cross. I remember there's a friend of mine calling on a Red Cross.
Mm.
Then there's one time my sister had a cup on a Red Cross. I said, let me go see what Red Cross is there.
Right.
What they do.
What's about?
Yeah, so me going there to Red Cross, it was mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
What are the requirements? We just need to pay a membership of 1,000 shillings and you're good to go and bring your CV and everything. So it was like today. Tomorrow we may end up, and I don't know, I'll say it's a blessing or a blessing in disguise or what.
Okay.
Because Fikatu hivi the next day,
kulikuwa
a project that was being launched.
Mm.
It was Project Inception.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine, these are donors over there.
Yeah.
regional coordinators are there, all the big people. Whenever, if you, you know, with humanitarian aid projects, the sequence that I've been following is the project cycle.
Okay, okay.
From the project initiation, project implementation, monitoring, until the last point of evaluation and execution.
Right.
So we are at the insemination where things have been like everything, the proposal was already done, everything was there just to kick off the project.
Right.
So all these big people are there. I've been given a glimpse of dissemination, a little bit about Red Cross. Then there's this common greeting about Red Cross, and today you apply it after today. That's
maybe maybe you can teach the world.
Of course. And there's this greeting they use, Hinivu. Hinivu, these are the seven principles of Red Cross.
Okay.
These are the people that guide each and every volunteer.
Hinivu.
Hinivu.
Okay.
So with Hinivu, H is for humanity, I is for independence, N is for neutrality, I ni inclusivity, and N is neutrality. Sorry.
Hinivu.
Let's start again. H,
humanity.
I, independence. Sorry, impartiality.
Impartiality, okay.
Yeah, impartiality. Then N, neutrality, being neutral. Another I is the independence part. Red Cross is independent.
Okay.
V is voluntary, like voluntary work.
Okay.
Then there's universality.
Mm.
And lastly, unity.
Unity.
These are the seven principles of Red Cross.
Mm.
It's abbreviated as Hinivu.
Mm.
All these panel of people are there.
Mm.
Then, you've just been, it's the first time you're hearing this word, Hinivu.
Right.
Everyone is, before everyone starts speaking, Hinivu. So it disturbed me, like, what is this Hinivu? And the inquisitive nature in me does not allow me to just sit there
without knowing. Yeah.
So that's one person that was sitting next to
you
on my left and on the right. So I have this on the left side. What is Hinivu? So the guy told me, don't know. This one else, the other peer can be the peer misinjury. So I was like, how come you don't know?
How come you're a part of Red Cross?
Yeah, you don't know about these things. So maybe I might say, you know, sometimes people fear to express themselves.
Right,
maybe
right.
They thought I was asking what is Hinivu in full, you know. But so my turn came to introduce myself. So confidently, I just woke up and say, hey, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mono Desmond. Yeah, I'm a new volunteer here.
Right.
And there's this word everyone is saying, Hinivu, Hinivu. What is Hinivu? So within no time, I just saw the change of the mood, everyone in the office.
Okay.
Because it's a greeting.
It's a big one. It's a big moniker that they use within Red Cross.
Within Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
But sir, I'm there. It's just my second day. I don't know that. And I've asked in front of all the board chairs. So luckily enough, I introduced myself as new. So the board chair just woke up and said, thank you, welcome, Karibu Red Cross. The dissemination team kindly take this guy through the dissemination properly. So kutoka hapo hivyo, nimeenda hapo nje kidogo in a way, like, who took you through the dissemination? Luckily the guy who took me, he really supported me. He was like, Des, don't worry. When you're chill, don't listen. You do what brought you here.
Okay.
So from that, I feel like, so nilikuwa naona kama, hey, have I messed up? But nikasema anyway, hata nikiacha kufanya issue gwili, nimekaa 3 months without nothing to do. So what's next? There's nothing I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Let me keep going. Hiyo time hata sikuwa na laptop. Nilikaa 1 month without a laptop. And the pressure was too much. In a way, like, unakaa kwa nyumba au kuna kitu kufanya. So at least niko natoka hata kama hakuna shughuli na kufanya. That time the projects were not that much.
Ah, okay.
So the open activities. But sasa kuna kapo kika na wenzako. That's when I came and realized. I used to see like I'm suffering a lot. But after listening to other people's story, nikagundua kumbe I'm better off. And I was really motivating each other. Nikuwa na motivate each other. And one thing, I know myself. When it comes to self-awareness, I understand myself very well.
Oh, which is a good thing.
Yeah, so I was really trying to motivate each other while there. And then, within no time, comes up on the project activities. I remember the first project was a GBV project. which entails sensitization and creating awareness about gender-based violence in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another point I'll say. Sometimes life gives you what you need,
not what you want.
Mm-hmm. So I'll say it was the best time for me to go to Red Cross because career-wise, what I studied is what I was going to do.
Right.
So going to the community and allow public speaking, engaging with the community, and it was a blessing too because the project was being implemented in my ancestral home.
Wow.
The place was being implemented in Mount Elgon, and the first people we can engage now, we can say with their work, implementation of the project, are community health promoters. So their work was to help in collecting data and visiting home to home visits.
Right.
To collect data on about gender-based violence and they help the survivors of GBV to get help.
To get back to the community.
To get help in terms of treatment and the mental support.
Right.
You know, GBV, GBV is another sector I can give you a whole lecture about GBV because I know I understand and I've implemented it.
And then you've actually interacted with these people who have been affected by gender-based violence.
Exactly. Surprisingly, up to today, I still receive calls from the community there.
Mm-hmm.
I have this and this problem. How can I be helped?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is just referrals nowadays. Because I know the desks, different hospitals. I know how to handle a survivor of GBV.
Yes.
So I just refer them. Go to this place, call this person. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy.
They've been getting assistance.
Powerful. And before getting this position as a GBV, there's a, you know, I went to Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I was, I've come here to learn and put into practice what I learned from school. So I told you the first month, there wasn't that much activities to do. So it was just all about stories and getting to know each other. Then one time, there was this volunteer project assistant by then of GBV. So this guy was a busy man in a way. He had a lot on his hands. So one day I told him, you need not to worry.
I can help you.
Whenever you need help, I'm here. But before it became that, there's another project that I messed up the first day. It was climate change, creating resilience for persons with disability. It was a climate change project. So There's a time got to mend a field. Remember, during attachment, I implemented a project, child protection. So I know a glimpse of what it entails of going for field work. So we can be this guy, you need not to worry, do this, let's divide ourselves. You're gonna allow you to write reports and everything. Let me coordinate the field people, and you, go back to your office. You do the reporting part. Let me coordinate people, ground. And I'll say that was my breakthrough. In a way.
It actually opened doors for you.
Exactly. That was the point I was able to showcase what I can offer. I love coordinating things.
It comes off naturally.
Yeah. Like I can coordinate people, I can coordinate events, I can coordinate a lot. It just comes in naturally. So it was your time to find assessment. Person with disability assessment, so that you can give them assistive devices. So it was a 1 week program. It went well, and everyone was speaking good about me from the stakeholders. That is the stakeholders. I mean the doctors who were working with. So they used to send some good messages from you and go, "That's me. You did a good job. Hey, Dr. was in. You really did a good job." So I kept pushing.
Which is really motivating.
Yeah, it really motivated me. So. Let me keep pushing. So by all this time nikona kabado kabishta yangu. Then one time kapuja gundua, there's some small mine, 600 shillings you'll be giving going to the field. So it motivated me, gave me more motivation to continue working. So you can feel at least by the end of the week. Though the money can be immediately, but ukienda kama field mara tatu. That's around 2400. So from there, because I've supported the GBV project. I went there to learn. So I'm going to GBV once before they were climate change. With it, so I had enough knowledge about GBV before going to climate change. So climate change, I can learn. Then it was 2023 around August. Mm-hmm. Was it August or October? Yeah, so the guy, the volunteer project resident for GBV, he got some job working in government.
Mm-hmm.
So that space was vacant. There's another friend of mine, Quetta Victor.
Mm-hmm.
So he came in on the, he's one guy on the Destiny. He also did development studies.
Mm-hmm.
So we are two people who did development studies at the same office.
Mm-hmm.
So we implemented that project, the two of us. Like we were helping each other. So I really dwelt on the reporting part.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, he did the preparation of M-Pesas.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about a few na he.
Then came, cooperate to Missouri.
Yeah, yeah, very well. So that's another part. I'm a team. I work best with a team.
With a team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to January 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That guy got committed here at a family project.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember 2024. I ended up office. We got a Victor Kwanza.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy can get this. You're very good with this job.
Mm-hmm.
Me got a many requests. Mm-hmm. And support project plan your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I go supervise. I can be a well and good man. They go and learn. That's what I told him.
Rosafi,
go and learn. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot through project yeah, construction.
Mm-hmm.
So your day before I remember it was January can I come here, madam.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing about these quarterly reports, annual reports. Could you kindly enlighten me what it entails?
What it entails, eh?
Yeah, or show me. Then I can be, oh, you really want to learn? Okay. Do this. Annual report is a combination of all the quarters of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you this work. Start with the voluntary, the youth projects of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Compile it. I did it for 3 days.
Kazi kuisha.
And so I am go ask this guy, he will help you.
Mm-hmm.
So for confidential papers, I can't say the name.
Right.
So you can have the guy, I can advise, will learn, understand.
Mm-hmm.
I did the way he had in MBA. So after the 3 days, so normally to me, I thought it's just compiling all these things. Like the first quarter,
yeah,
second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And having one consolidated report.
Mm-hmm.
Out of it, like if it's data,
mm-hmm,
you pick what was there for January, add up.
Kilaki
to go one.
Mm-hmm.
Total the sum up. So I did my best and how best I could understand and how best I could improve it.
Mm-hmm.
Within no time. Can you become madam? So the first thing, madam can be, oh wow, this is a good job,
mm-hmm,
but you did the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. I go correct, but not really.
Yeah. It can be nice. So the project, you end up on the one handling the whole project now,
mm-hmm,
officially. I was the volunteer project assistant for GBV.
Mm-hmm.
I was appointed.
Yeah,
so. So all of a sudden we put through that role. And one thing I really try to say and I really impress kuva vizuri manze it speaks about.
Mm-hmm.
Just see lazima to overdo.
Mm-hmm.
Just do you something that's comfortable and be presentable to, especially when you're engaging with people,
mm-hmm,
of high ranks.
Mm-hmm. Be presentable.
Back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can say a lot about Red Cross, but in summary, as I said, Red Cross was the best place for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really learned a lot. It really made me humble.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting with the diverse group of people you meet,
mm-hmm,
at the community level, at managerial level, the different stakeholders, being able to represent the Bungoma branch in the regional level,
mm-hmm,
in terms of the youth department, it was, mm-hmm, really great for me. And I really learned a lot. And one advice I can say,
mm,
that I give to the younger
generation. Okay.
To anybody when you're in the campus, now, how much do you have and you see, like, just take your time and up on the Red Cross, any branch, you'll find purpose.
Mm.
And you'll appreciate the journey. But go there with an open mind without aiming to getting them money or anything. You'll get some amazing lessons about life,
mm,
and it will really shape you.
That's really beautiful, and I think it's a wake up call for anybody who wants to go volunteer. Usiogope. It's a good place. It's a good place to learn.
Yeah.
It's a place where you will grow mentally, that you will have a different view
of life,
towards life.
Exactly.
And that ties to a question I wanted to ask you, and this is on communism, socialism, and capitalism. What do these three terms mean to you, and which one are you?
Okay, let me start with me first. I see myself as a communist who has who have enough knowledge about capitalism.
About capitalism, okay.
Yeah, by this statement, I'm this kind of a person who conform. I work best around people. When we are many, I work best. That's when my best qualities and characters comes out. Unlike when I'm just doing it by myself.
By yourself, okay.
So I always embrace teamwork in everything I do. In classwork, I'm one kind of a person who understands best through group discussion.
Group
discussion. Personal study.
Okay.
Yeah. So to me, capitalism, of course, in today's world, capitalism is the world where everyone for himself, but for us all.
Yeah.
That's how I describe capitalism. And communism is all about the togetherness. The togetherness and doing things in unity, in groups, and achieving a common goal. And one thing I've come and realized over my time and over time is that whenever given an idea, for example, you have this idea, it will take you much time if you're alone to really actually like this idea.
Yes.
But if you find a working group or community that conform to the same idea, if you, or you're able to sell that idea to so many people, can bring all that energy into one thing, the rate of success is much higher.
It's going to be accelerated.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I see it. So, but of course, communism has its advantages and disadvantages.
And
so,
capitalism the same.
The same way. But in today's world, it really embraces capitalism. But we should not forget communism, because communism brings that humanity aspects wholly.
In anything.
In anything. In everything you do, you always mind about
the well-being of another person.
So in every act you do, you always be like, hey, it should not be affecting the other person negatively.
Other person.
But
yeah.
With capitalism, it's like, yeah, I don't care. I don't mind. So long as I'm happy, I don't care about the rest, which is bad. And that's another point I tie into sustainable development. You cannot say a place or somewhere is developed when there's extreme inequalities. A good example, yes, we might say Nairobi is the tech hub, or Kenya in general is the tech hub of Africa. But coming on the other hand, despite that, also every posh area there's a slum behind, which is true. It's going, it's the interdependence in it, and when it comes to development, peer, that's how it has been over the years. The dependency, there's a theory that tries to explain the relationship between the developed countries and developing countries. These are knowledge they got from the Just Enrolled Master's Program.
Right.
Yeah, so it tries to explain development in this angle, like dependence theory, where the developed countries, by developed countries, I mean the veto power countries like UK, China, Russia, Germany, like in short, Europe. These people are much developed, but much developed in terms of infrastructure, health. They have the best. You get. And for us Africans, like, most of the African countries are developing countries, or still at the low. So the relationship between these two countries is, we the developing countries or the African countries, we are the sole providers of cheap labor and raw materials. But for them, all they bring the expertise. Yes, it's good. They bring the expertise and the finished products. I would say to explain this is Upper Ivy Kenya, Lavender Coffee.
We actually export it and
export it. We have to trend the Java to Kenya.
I'm at Nescafe. You buy Nescafe,
exactly.
which the I would assume maybe I talk from the coffee that we actually grow ourselves.
Exactly. We have to kunywa in triple price. So that's the kind of relationship. Like to these Europeans, these developed countries, they see us. That's how they see us. They see if you go to Africa, the best they can offer is cheap labor. But that's the downside of colonialism that really affected Africans.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's really interesting. Me personally, I would say we should learn how to be producers, to actually do everything from growing the coffee, taking care of the coffee, harvesting the coffee, and making a product out of the coffee. As a good example.
Sure. Let me give you a good scenario on how to counter this kind of relationship. There's in development studies and economics, there's this term emerging economies. So by emerging economies, a country like China,
yes,
and the Asian tigers, that is Malaysia, Singapore, and of late India, it's up to there. You can imagine a country like China, they didn't follow what Europeans were doing.
Right.
They stick to their culture.
So they were able to build their country with communism.
Exactly.
What they believe in and what they have been doing for thousands of years.
Exactly. And they really impressed. That's where I told you, I'm a communist who has enough knowledge of capitalism.
Oh, capitalism. Okay.
That's what China understood the most. Look at China, it is right now really competing with the US.
Yes, and some reports were saying that China is going to be the Chinese one, their currency is going to take over the world international markets. And what that means is China is coming at a very high rate, and the existing superpowers are already starting to get afraid.
Well, for your information, China is among the countries that are really invested in green energy.
But the embrace of electric cars is very high, and something I also noted is the automakers in China.
Yeah.
They're coming up with supercars, and those supercars are
amazing.
Cheap. They're amazing, and they're cheap as compared to...
It's affordable compared to US.
Affordable. Affordable is the term, actually.
The term, yeah.
For in comparison to existing supercar makers, even these, the common Mwananchi car, they are also bringing them in, electric ones, by the way. And they are bringing them at very subsidized rates.
Sure.
So maybe just to wrap this up, what is your understanding of a role model, and how important is it for you to for like a person like you having a role model at home who happens to be your father?
That's a whole episode on its own.
Right. And I would really love to, you know, have you again on the podcast, that we talk more about, you know, what we started today. I know sharing this to the world will shape more conversations.
Sure. It will really improve and elevate someone's mindset.
Right.
Yeah. Just a glimpse, but we'll continue with this story.
Some other time.
In my life, to where I am, my dad has played a very big role, and I really acknowledge that.
Right.
And it's just the other day that I've really appreciated that despite that tough upbringing at home, growing up, the influence of people in my mind, it's today that I appreciate that. Because if my parents could not be that hard on me, I could have been lost somewhere. But it's through that I was able to gain the integrity. First thing, to always do right. And my dad, just looking at his achievement on what he has done, he's a man who's really traveled, and I look up to him. Everything I do, and one thing that I'll say that I directly benefited from him, I remember back in couples, he encouraged me, and I'm like, hey, do you have time? Can you do French? I'm like, yes. It was his challenge, one of his biggest challenge in the job scenario. Now, so he told me, if you can do this French, it can really do good to you.
Right.
Even up to today, yes, I did French up to B2 level. That B2 I did my exams, but I failed. I have my own reasons.
Okay.
That time, I was handling a whole project construction, so I didn't focus a lot. But I'll be going back to it.
To class for French.
For French. I'll be going back to finish that.
You mentioned about French and your interest in the language. So when are you going back to school, and what are your plans with the language?
Very nice. At the moment, I'm currently focusing on my master's program in development studies. But from the schedule, it looks like this is the only year that I'm going to study much.
Right.
because it's like after semester
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So once I'm done, later I'm going to find a project, come next year,
mm-hmm.
and enroll for French 2 as part-time.
As part-time.
Yeah. And I want to finish up with it.
Mm-hmm.
The B2 level, have the professional certificate for B2 level. That can allow me to get a job or do something. And for your information,
mm-hmm.
my big dream, I never shy off
mm-hmm.
to say this,
mm-hmm.
my big dream is to work in a French-speaking environment.
Right. And you'll get it. Me, what I've learned from you in the small span that we've gotten to actually live together and actually get to talk more about our personal experiences,
yeah.
what you're setting your mind to, you're going to achieve. I have no doubt about that.
Inshallah,
anytime. So we talked a little bit about your dad. Maybe do you have any closing remarks in the line of having a mentor in at home?
For sure. I would really say it's a blessing, first and foremost. It's a favor that not everyone can have it.
Right.
And I really appreciate his impact in my life.
Mm.
Growing up, sometimes I used to see my dad as a harsh person
mm-hmm.
in a way, and it limited my conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But here, time really fit third year, I think second year.
Mm-hmm.
I was mm-hmm. a cunning kid to my parents.
Okay, you're not telling the whole truth.
Exactly, I was mm-hmm. so cunning. But it reached a point, Kasema, by the way, every time I lie or I try to solicit money from my parents,
mm-hmm.
I end up in troubles.
Mm.
So that's the, let's say, 2019, it was a change in my life.
Mm.
That's when my mindset changed.
Mm.
And I accepted who I am, I accepted my parents the way they are, and I saw they have good ambitions about me.
Mm.
And that's when it comes up, Shikana Mkono and with my dad.
And
that's
when we started you've been working on projects together.
Yeah, he has really empowered me.
And I know for a fact, even the master's program, a little push in one or another towards it.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. When the opportunity came
mm.
and he said, yeah, I can support you halfway,
mm.
I was like, yeah.
Mm, you're open to,
I'm open to it. And it came in at the right time because it was just immediately from Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
I had worked there for 1.5 years and I felt like there's nothing much I can achieve from this point. Like I've reached my maximum, my limit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time to explore new environment, and it came in the right time.
Right. So welcome to Nairobi, and may favor be upon you. We can get in these streets, and I know you're going to come out of it. On the other side, you're going to come out of it if you are successful, with a lot of knowledge, with a lot of experience of the best that Nairobi can offer.
So far, so good. For the little time that I've been around,
mm-hmm.
Nairobi is the best place for me.
It has been
for
a blessing.
My own growth.
Mm.
I've done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Within a short period, I've achieved a lot.
Mm.
I've helped at home
mm.
in so many ways. And I'm happy. My dad is happy for me today,
mm.
for who I am, and what I've enabled him to achieve just because of my presence. And mm-hmm. in other ways, like for him, he has been working with the NGO world.
Mm.
For more than 20 years, he's a veteran.
That's
in
very
field.
Good progress.
He's a veteran, and not even 20 years.
Mm.
My dad is almost 55 years old
mm.
right now, born 1970, so that's
mm.
54.
Yeah,
and working with the NGO, like let me just say, roughly more than 20 years
mm-hmm.
of experience.
Mm.
And out of his challenges, he always tells me the challenge that he goes through at work
mm-hmm.
and everything, and I'm able to counter them before entering the job market.
Right.
And we're in the same field, the NGO world.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal with, particularly I'm dealing with humanitarian aid projects.
Mm-hmm.
The humanity part in me is there,
mm-hmm.
and I love voluntary work.
Mm-hmm. Which I've seen from your time in Red Cross, your love for working with people,
yeah.
The partiality, when it comes to how you think about communism and capitalism, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very nice way of looking at the world.
Sure.
And I'd just love to know if you have any closing remarks for our audience back at home.
First and foremost, let me start from my experience from Red Cross. There's a semi-heavy. Yeah. To any young person out there,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like you have nothing to do at
mm-hmm.
all,
mm-hmm.
just find your way out in whichever county you are. Go there to Red Cross, register as a volunteer. Go there with an open mind. Do whatever is supposed to be done over there. Don't limit yourself. Interact with everyone. Be social. I really insist, be social with everyone. But not have limits. Yeah, square social to sana, but have limits. Have meaningful interactions with people. And within no time, you'll find purpose if you didn't have purpose.
Okay.
I got purpose out of it.
Out of
that's why I am where I am today.
And I would say if you've been looking for a sign to volunteer somewhere or do something with your extra time, the extra time that you have in your hands, volunteer. Now, a closing remark from me, it costs 0 shillings to start a podcast. So start with what you have, where you are, and better tools will be found along the way. So thank you so much, Nini Desmond, for doing this first episode with me. This is a pilot, and I know it's going to bless many, many, many people. So asante ni at home.